Welcome to Jen's Cocktail Creations, a home mixologist's journey where each episode is a passport to the world of flavors, cultures, and creativity. We're your go-to guide for demystifying mixology, from foundational techniques to avant-garde innovations. If you're as passionate about perfecting your pours as we are, hit that subscribe button and be part of our spirited community. Today, your host, Jen, will unmask the subtle alchemists of the cocktail world, bitters and amari. We'll delve into their intriguing origins, dissect their role in balancing and enhancing flavors, and of course, mix up some classic cocktails that showcase their magic. So grab your mixing glass and join us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you've ever wondered how to add that extra layer of complexity to your cocktails, or what those tiny bottles behind the bar really do, then you're in for a treat today. We're peeling back the layers on bitters and amari, two ingredients that might be small in volume but are huge in impact. Let's get started. First, let me guide you on a sensory experience to illustrate the depth these ingredients bring. At the very first sip, they weave a tale of subtlety. Delicate hints, almost like the gentle murmurs of a secret being shared, begin to unfurl on the palate. Then, as the moment lingers, these whispers morph, graduating into a delicious display of flavors. Bitters and amari, seemingly unassuming ingredients, hold a power that belies their modest use. Their role? To lend cocktails an unparalleled depth, complexity, and balance that's nothing short of alchemical. While bitters and amari may both introduce a complex array of flavors and bitterness to cocktails, they serve different roles and are constructed differently. Bitters are highly concentrated infusions of herbs, fruits, and spices in alcohol, designed to be used in dashes. They act more like a seasoning, working behind the scenes to balance and enhance other flavors. Their high concentration of aromatic compounds allows them to bind with other flavor molecules, bringing harmony to your cocktails. Amari, on the other hand, are herbal liqueurs originally from Italy, consumed straight as a digestif or incorporated in larger volumes in cocktails. They are less concentrated but more complex in composition, often featuring a blend of botanicals, herbs, and roots. Unlike bitters, they contain sugars, which means they serve as both a flavoring and a sweetening agent. Their complexity comes from a wider range of aromatic and flavor compounds, and they offer a unique, standalone drinking experience in addition to their role in cocktails. With that in mind, let's delve into their histories, uncover their roles in the cocktail world, and, of course, mix up some classic recipes that showcase their unique attributes. Shall we? First, let's trace their humble beginnings. Far from the craft cocktail bars, where they are now celebrated, both bitters and amari have medicinal roots. Originally conceived as digestives and health tonics, their journey from the pharmacy to the bar is a testament to their versatility and the evolving understanding of their complex flavor profiles. The story begins in the patent medicine era of the late 1700s to the 1800s. These were times when botanical and herbal preparations, sold as health tonics, promised to cure a multitude of ailments, from physical discomfort to emotional unease. Bitters were originally one of these miracle cures, a blend of herbs, barks, and spices intended as digestive aids. One of the first bitters to gain prominence was Angostura, created by Dr. Johann Siegert in the early 19th century. Originally intended to treat stomach ailments among soldiers in Simon Bolivar's forces, Angostura found a second life aboard naval ships where sailors mixed it with gin. Fast forward to today, and Angostura is a cornerstone in cocktails, celebrated for its intricate blend of botanicals. As time passed, the range of bitters expanded. Orange bitters bring a citrusy zing, often complementing bourbon-based drinks. In New Orleans, Peychaud's bitters emerged with an anise profile, becoming a signature of the iconic Sazerac. These original bitters have not only survived but adapted, finding new applications in modern mixology. Their evolution speaks to the ingenuity of the human palate and our never-ending quest to create better, more complex flavors. So how exactly do bitters enhance cocktails? Just a few dashes in a drink can have a rounding effect. Though barely perceptible amidst bolder ingredients, bitters work behind the scenes to augment and unify flavors in subtle but impactful ways. They accomplish the feat because they are a concentrated blend of various flavor compounds, alkaloids, esters, and other aromatic substances. When you add them to a cocktail, they interact with the flavor molecules of other ingredients. This is where the art turns to science. The aromatic compounds in bitters can actually bond with molecules in, say, a fruit juice or a spirit, creating an entirely new flavor profile. When your first sip hits the palate, the molecules activate different taste receptors. The citrus notes might awaken your sour receptors, while the bitter compounds interact with their designated taste buds. This creates a multidimensional tasting experience. It's also about balance. The bitter compounds in the mix can counteract overly sweet or acidic elements, creating a rounded flavor profile. On a molecular level, the bitter compounds can neutralize or offset the sweetness, making the cocktail more palatable. Bitters also serve as a unifying agent. They blend disparate ingredients into a harmonious whole. If you think of a cocktail as an orchestra, bitters are the conductor, making sure every instrument, in this case ingredient, plays in tune. Moving on to Amari, our flavor journey crosses the Atlantic, inviting us to explore the scenic landscapes and rich traditions of Italy, where these herbal liqueurs reign supreme as another layer in the cocktail narrative. Like bitters, Amari are complex herbal liqueurs. However, they come with a unique set of traditions and history, dating back to the 19th century. Originally conceived as digestive aids, these liqueurs are a blend of herbs, roots, flowers, and bark, where often the exact recipes are considered family secrets, and they come with a pronounced bitterness. One iconic example is Campari, launched in 1860. This vividly red aperitif made waves with its unique combination of herbs and fruits. Aperol, introduced later in 1919, offered a sweeter, more approachable counterpart to Campari. Another significant name is Fernet Branca, known for its potent bitterness and medicinal undertones. But how do Amari function within a cocktail? Let's get a bit scientific. Amari, like bitters, contain various alkaloids and botanical compounds. When mixed into a cocktail, these compounds interact with other flavors, complementing or contrasting them, to create a balanced and complex drink. Their high sugar content also plays a role, acting as a bridge between strong spirits and other ingredients. The sugars can bond with flavor molecules, creating a cohesive blend. This is why Amari can often counterbalance the sweetness of a vermouth or enrich a cocktail with unique complexity. Having explored the basic histories and science behind bitters and Amari, it's time to put theory into practice with some tried and true recipes. First up, let's revisit an old friend with a twist, the Boulevardier. Think of it as the Negroni for whiskey lovers. Here, gin steps aside for whiskey, introducing a layered smokiness. The Campari brings its iconic bitterness, which, as we've learned, stimulates certain taste receptors, enhancing the drink's overall complexity. To make this libation, combine 1.5 ounces of bourbon or rye whiskey, 1 ounce of Campari, and 1 ounce of sweet vermouth in a mixing glass with ice. Stir until well chilled, strain into a glass over a large ice cube, and garnish with an orange twist. Next up is the Sazerac, a cocktail that embodies the essence of New Orleans. This drink is a complex blend of rye whiskey's spiciness and the anise notes from Peychaud's bitters. The bitters play a dual role here. They add complexity while also serving as a balancing agent. In this recipe, the bitters counteract the sweetness of the sugar, creating a well-rounded drink. To make a Sazerac, you'll need 2 ounces of rye whiskey, 1 sugar cube or a teaspoon of simple syrup, 2 dashes of Peychaud's bitters, and a splash of absinthe. Muddle the sugar and bitters, add rye and ice, and stir well. Rinse a chilled glass with absinthe, strain the whiskey mixture into it, and garnish with a twist of lemon peel. As you mix these drinks, keep in mind that you're not just following a recipe. You're applying the history and science we've discussed, giving each ingredient and step a specific role in the final drink. As we approach the end of today's episode, let's not forget the vital role that both bitters and Amari play in cocktail crafting. While small in volume, their influence is transformative. Both are invaluable tools for anyone looking to elevate their mixology game. Now, for those of you eager to put today's insights into practice, consider building your own bitters and Amaro starter kit. Angostura bitters are a versatile starting point, a staple in classics like the Old Fashioned. Orange bitters add a citrusy flair, perfect for bourbon cocktails, while Peychaud's bitters offer a unique anise profile that's a signature in drinks like the Sazerac. On the Amaro side, consider Campari for its quintessential bitter notes, or Aperol for a milder, sweeter experience. Fernet Branca brings an intense and medicinal bitterness, And for those new to Amari, Amaro Averna provides a balanced introduction with caramel, anise, citrus, and honey notes. If you're feeling adventurous, check out any of the small craft bitters producers for unique flavors such as lime and sea salt, perfect to add a punch to your classic margarita, or cardamom bitters, which add a uniquely spicy addition to your favorite old-fashioned recipe. But don't stop at just stocking your bar. Whether you're a seasoned mixologist or a curious novice, your kitchen could become a flavor lab. Challenge yourself to experiment with these foundational elements. Play around with different bitters and amari, and maybe even venture into making your own. Test, iterate, and refine until you find combinations that resonate with you, turning each cocktail into a unique experience. You're not just mixing drinks, you're engaging in a form of culinary and scientific exploration that's uniquely your own. As we wrap up, I leave you with this challenge. Become your own flavor alchemist. We'll be back next episode to delve into the fascinating intersection of cocktails and fermentation. Until then, happy mixing and cheers to the subtle art of drink crafting.
In today's episode, Jen guided us through the intricate tapestry of bitters and amari. We delved into their storied pasts, explored their roles in the alchemy of mixology, and even got hands-on with some classic recipes elevated by these complex ingredients. Whether you're a budding mixologist or a seasoned pro, today's insights empower you to experiment and innovate in your own home bar. Until next time, cheers.